Welcome to Nick's podcast, The Insanity of God. We pray that God will bless you in what you're about to hear.
What you've got here is just a matter of extremes, and they would chew cod every night. They would get in gun battles, and you know how you get sort of a morbid sense of humor, if you have any sense of humor left. And Somalis would get high on cot and all this kind of stuff, and they'd go out there and there'd be a 50-minute battle with AK-47s and bazookas and RPGs, and it's our heartfelt belief, and it's not to really belittle anybody, but we came to believe that Somalis felt that the velocity of the bullet was directly related to how hard you squeezed the trigger. So if you want the bullet to go fast and far, you had to squeeze it hard. If you want it to go slower, if your enemy was closer, then you had to be a little bit more gentle. And the joke got to be, if a Somali is shooting at you, don't move. They might hit you, you know, if you ran to one side or the other. And, you know, you'd bring in volunteers, and they just couldn't sleep for the first couple weeks because all the fighting that was going on at night. We brought in this one big old guy from North Carolina, and the first night he's in the room with me, and bazookas are going off and RPGs, and we could hear some of it hitting the wall of the compound. And he wakes up and he says, "Nick, what is that?" I said, "They're fighting." He says, "Those sound like big weapons." And I mean, he's from the hills of North Carolina. And I said, "They are." He said, "Aren't you supposed to go out there and stop it?" I said, "No, you know, I really don't think that's what they pay me to do." And the next day we were walking on the streets of Mogadishu before the Marines came in. And he gets a little bit ahead of me, and he weighs about 340. And, you know, there's guys pumping gasoline into your cars by hand out of the drums. It's just lined on the streets, and they're smoking cigarettes, and you know, they're sparking lights and everything. You're just wondering, I'm going to get to go see Jesus any moment. And I thought, you know, they'll probably call me a martyr, but it's probably because I was stupid. You know, I shouldn't be there, and just all this nonsense going on. And we called this guy Bum. Bum's about, you know, 10 yards in front of me. He comes back and he says, "Nick, I'm sorry, I got ahead of you." I said, "That's all right. You know, I'm career with our agency, and they paid a lot of money to get me here. You're just a volunteer, and so, you know, bad things happen. They want volunteers to get shot first because, you know, I'm the more expensive entity." And he looked at me and just died laughing. And, you know, maybe a week or 2 weeks later, we had 6 nurses fly in to work with us, and I'm on the roof of the house, and you can hear 3 floors down every word anybody says through the stairwells. And I hear Bum telling the nurses, "Now don't you be surprised if Dr. Nick tells you to walk in front of him, because it's company policy that volunteers get shot first." And so I go running down trying to correct, my little mistake, because I didn't think that was going to play very well back at the home office. But, you know, it's just the insane followed by the bizarre. We brought in a young couple that hopefully you'll meet when we go back to Africa soon. And they've been in our team house 15 minutes, and we take them to the first floor where we have our commodities, the second floor where we have our office, the third floor where we all are in community, close community together, and then the flat roof that we actually looked out over the Indian Ocean and watched the U.S. troops come in. We sort of had a dinner party watching them come in because it was such a secret event. It was pretty funny. But when this couple had not been there 15 minutes till the young lady walks out on the porch, and I look at her, and she's doing this and doing this and doing this, and I called her by name. I said, "What's going on?" She said, "These are the worst mosquitoes that I've ever been around." And I'm going, "Mosquitoes? You know, 3 o'clock in the afternoon or heat of the day?" And I walk out and I'm hearing ping, ping. And I said, "Those aren't mosquitoes, those are bullets." And she just hit the floor of the roof, and there's this little lintel about this high separating the roof from the stairs, and she crawled over that, and she crawled down 3 flights of stairs before she ever stood up. And it's just insane things. Thanks for listening. If you want to know more about our ministry, just go to nickripkin.com.